road does not get any easier for the Philadelphia Eagles this week. Hello, everyone. Dave Spadaro along with Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360. We are talking about a very difficult way to open up the NFC East schedule. The Eagles losing in Washington on Sunday, 27-20, in a game, Brian, that it certainly didn't feel that close.
No. No, they got beat up just a little bit, and it started at the very beginning of the game. And so many times we talk about winning in the trenches. Yesterday, they didn't seem to win in the trenches. And that's really critical for this team offensively and defensively. They didn't get it done yesterday.
Yeah, so a lot to talk about. The trenches, everything that happened around the trenches just did not go the Eagles' way as they dropped their second consecutive game. Doug Peterson meeting the media on this Monday. So let's get you caught up with everything happening here at the NovaCare Complex, our Eagles 360 update with Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. The Eagles are coming off of their second consecutive loss as they fell on Sunday to Washington by a final score of 27-20. Today we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, who updated the Eagles' injury situation. And while there are a few notable players on the list, the left calf injury for defensive tackle Benny Logan may be the most significant.
So Ron Brooks, left calf contusion. It's a deep bruise. It's significant. Again, his is a day to day situation there. Jason Kelsey, plantar fasciitis. He'll actually be out. Both of these guys will be out of our practice on Wednesday. Coming up, won't practice Wednesday. They're both day to day. Michael Kendricks had just a rib contusion. Again, same thing. We'll hold him out on Wednesday's practice. Marcus Smith has a right groin strain, should be fine. We'll just hold him on Wednesday. And then Benny Logan, his left groin strain, his is a little more significant, probably a week-to-week deal injury with Benny, but we'll keep monitoring that every day.
It was another challenging effort from the Eagles' defense on Sunday as they gave up 230 yards on the ground and also allowed two passing touchdowns from Kirk Cousins. But despite that performance, Coach Peterson says that there's no reason to panic about the Eagles' defense.
There's no panic by no stretch of the imagination, no panic whatsoever. I've talked to Jim this morning. We kind of went through it, and I watched the defensive side of the ball. And listen, it just comes down to players making plays, and the guys are disappointed. The players are disappointed. They know. They know how they played, and they felt it after the game. And the guys that have been here already this morning know. And it's just ownership.
You can catch all of Doug Peterson's press conference as well as all of our other coverage following Sunday's game against Washington right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Brian, at times like this, we are looking to the head coach and the coaching staff for answers. So what is the message from Doug Peterson?
Well, the message is that we're not too far off. We still have some work to do. We can play better. And if we take care of the things that we can control, then we should be okay. Those types of things are winning in the trenches, number one, making good decisions, playing your gaps on the defensive side of the ball, missed tackles. Those types of things you're able to control. We need to go back to the drawing board, make sure that these guys understand the fundamentals of the offense as well as the defense. And I think if you start there, then that starts the process.
The bye week, that 3-0 start seems so long ago. Is this a case where it's not as bad as it seems right now?
The hard part for fans as well as the players is to understand it's one of 16 games. And so many times you say, okay, well, that's two in a row, and can we go to three and things like that? You can't look at it that way if you're a player. As a player, you have to only look at it as this week is a separate game, a different game, a whole different team, a different dynamic. And if you look at it that way, then you have a chance in the game. You have to correct your mistakes, and you have to first of all, you have to be honest. What did I do bad? What did I do good? All the things that I did bad, I have to get rid of those things. All the things that I did good, we have to do a little bit more. And that means everybody on the team has to do a little bit more, especially when you have guys out.
So a complete post-mortem is coming up next here on Eagles 360. We'll talk about the offense, but next up, we're talking about a defense that gave up 230 yards on the ground. What happened to Jim Schwartz's defense? We'll talk about it next.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right. Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce, and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
We're back. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360, talking about the Eagles 27-20 loss to the Washington Redskins. We're going to start on the defensive side of the ball, Brian, and the Eagles, 230 rushing yards, 493 total yards. Washington dominating the line of scrimmage. Kirk Cousins not touched the entire game. Yeah.
You know, this defense is predicated on getting pressure on the quarterback with four guys. Yesterday, we didn't see that. We didn't see the pressure that we once saw in the first three games against the quarterback yesterday. And that really hurt the defense. When you talk about winning in the trenches, you have to win up front. That takes all the pressures off your cornerbacks and your safeties as well as your linebackers. That didn't happen yesterday. And if this defense wants to be good, you have to win up front with the four guys on your defensive line. Because if you don't, then you have to start blitzing. That exposes guys on the back end.
So what are you seeing up front here? Fletcher Cox, no tackles, no assists, mm-hmm. no sacks, two big penalties. Are teams double-teaming him and Brandon Graham? What's happening?
Well, teams are definitely making sure that they have four hands on Fletcher Cox on every single play. He's the type of player that can dominate a game. And so all teams are now saying, we're not going to allow Fletcher Cox to win every single play. We're going to put two guys on him. Of course, they're going to keep an eye on Brandon Graham as well. And now you're saying, teams are saying, we're going to just protect a little bit more. We're going to try to protect just so that we can try to expose some of these guys on the outside. That's what teams are trying to do. The other thing that I've seen on the defensive side of the ball is, even in the run game, they're in the wrong positions. They're not playing their gaps. They're starting to get nosy. The defense is designed for one player to play one gap, and if he plays someone else's gap, getting nosy, he starts to do other people's responsibility. That's when things get ugly. That's when you see those big gashing runs, especially at the end of the game.
And also in the game against Washington, more than 100 yards, I think, of the run game came after initial contact. Mm-hmm. Missed tackles, yeah. A big problem.
Well, missed tackles has been a problem the last couple of weeks for this team. And once this team, at the beginning of the year, this team, they were rallying to the ball. Everyone was around the ball. You see a guy get tackled. You saw four or five other people around the ball that could have made that play. You're not seeing that now. Now you're seeing one guy to the ball, and if he misses the tackle, then you're talking about another 4 or 5 yards. That's not good, sound football. They have to be better as far as rallying to the football. But you have to work a little bit harder. And I think if they do that, they'll be a much better defense.
Amazing how Kirk Cousins just looks like an all-pro against this football team, with the exception of the Malcolm Jenkins interception return for a touchdown. Yeah. Cousins had a terrific game.
Well, that's what happened. You talk about the Jenkins interception. He got a little pressure in his face, and so he had to get rid of the ball a little bit sooner. When quarterbacks in the NFL have time, they will be able to find the receivers. That's the one thing that we can't allow. We have a very good front four. They have to make sure they get after the quarterback and not allow him to have as much time as he had yesterday in the pocket.
So it starts up front for the defense. It certainly is the same story for the offense. Now, the Eagles going into the game yesterday with a newfangled offensive line. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about the performance of that group and how it impacted the entire offense, including rookie quarterback Carson Wentz, who for the first time this season looked like a rookie. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Toyota Player of the Week to cast your vote and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Halloween excitement is back at Dunkin' with Halloween donuts and munchkins. Drizzled, decorated, and all dressed up for the season. Pick up a box and share the fun. America runs on Dunkin'.
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give him heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give him the 1-2.
You tell him, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give him the business.
By God, let's sock it to him.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's give him a wild.
Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Time to talk about the Eagles offense on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. And it was a struggle on Sunday for Carson Wentz and company with the big V. At right tackle, it was a really tough day for an offensive line called for 5 penalties. The Eagles not explosive down the field in the passing game. Carson Wentz sacked 5 times, hit 6 times, hurried 11 times. You're not going to win games that way.
Well, we talk about the trenches for the defense, and you're right. You're not going to win games if you're offensively not very good in the trenches. And it starts up front, of course. Big V out there on the right tackle. You know, in listen, when you're a rookie, sometimes you get taken advantage of. I think it's your coach's job to make sure that you have help tight end, help other guards, other running backs. I think they did a decent job. They have to be a much better at protecting their quarterback, their number one asset. And I think because of the lack of protection, especially early, we rattled our quarterback just a bit, put him in some bad situations, and it was just a rough day for the entire offense.
Some things about this offense, Brian, the last couple of weeks, no big plays.
Yeah.
And that lack of explosiveness in the NFL will come back to haunt you. You need those chunk plays. Mm-hmm. The Eagles had the one big throw to Jordan Matthews yesterday, but by and large, it's just not there.
Well, it's too hard in the NFL to go against an average defense and drive the ball 80 yards every single series. It's just too hard to do it. That's why you need those chunk plays. That's why you need that field position. You need to win that battle on the special teams as well. Unfortunately for the Eagles, when you have 4 punts in the first half, you're not going to win the field position battle because you're always punting from your side of the field. You want to be able to extend drives, make the ball move a little bit, and hopefully your defense is playing downhill and get some stops. Yesterday, they couldn't do that because they were 33% on third down. They could not stay on the field long enough.
Third down's really been a problem. The Eagles ranking 28th in the league in third down efficiency offensively. It's not just third down. It's first and second down, mm-hmm. which is leading to way too many third and long situations.
Well, that's the one thing you want to stay away from, especially with a rookie right tackle. You want to stay away from the third and longs because at that point, you need to take a 5 or 7-step drop, and that's not what you want to do when you have a rookie right tackle. You want to make sure you're quick. You're getting the ball out of your hands quickly. You're third and 3, those types of possessions, because now you can either run the ball or pass the ball. If you keep a defense off guard, they're not quite sure what you're going to do. They're off balance, either run or pass. That's when 3rd and 3 comes into play. We didn't get very many of those opportunities yesterday.
How does Doug Peterson and Frank Wright get Zach Ertz more involved and Nelson Agholor more involved and Jordan Matthews more involved? How does this happen?
Well, I think they have to go back to the blueprint, the plan that they had at the beginning of the year, which means at the beginning of the game, we're not trying to hit the bomb early. We're going to start with quicker developing plays, quicker hitting plays. You're talking about quick slants. Get the ball out of your quarterback's hand early in the possession. And we're talking about staying on schedule as far as offensively. That way, you're 2nd and 6 instead of 2nd and 10. Now you're at 3rd and 3 instead of 3rd and 10. You have to develop those things as the series goes on. Start a little bit slower, quicker passes, quicker, shorter routes. And I think if you do that, you'll have better success.
You've been through this before. Yeah. What kind of frustration? How do you ward off that frustration?
Well, the first part is that you look at all the mistakes. Look at all the mistakes that we had yesterday, a whole bunch of penalties, 10-plus penalties. We gave up an awful lot of yards rushing the football, and we still lost by 7 points. That means we were still in the game at the end. So if you want to look at the bright side, I mean, as a team, that's what you have to do. We made all these mistakes. We were terrible in the run defense. We gave up some passing yards as well. Offensively, we couldn't protect our quarterback, but we were still in the game at the end. That's what you have to look at, and I'm sure that's what Doug Peterson and this offensive staff as well as the defensive staff is looking at.
Yeah, they are looking at a schedule that's very difficult, so we will look ahead when we return to Eagles 360. We'll take a look at the Minnesota Vikings, unbeaten, coming off a bye week, outstanding defense, and Sam Bradford leading the way for a very efficient offense. How do the Eagles bounce back? We'll talk about it next on Eagles 360.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah.
Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking? We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
It's character test time for the Philadelphia Eagles. Brian Westbrook here on Eagles 360. You've been there. You've lost two tough games in a row in your career. You come home to an audience that, well, the last time they saw this football team walloping the Pittsburgh Steelers on the way to a 3-0 record in the bye week, it will be a different environment perhaps on Sunday.
Well, I think in the stadium, the leash will be a little bit shorter. When the fans start seeing some bad plays, then you're going to hear a couple of boos there. Hopefully, this team comes out quick. Hopefully this team comes out completing the ball early, maybe some early runs, getting that offensive line to be able to set their pads, maybe some big plays on the defensive side. I think for this team, in all three games that they've won, they've started fast. Both games that they've lost, they've given up touchdown drives early on, not being able to move the ball early on. We have to find a way to move the ball early on, fast. Early, you have to start fast. Not only just finish strong, you have to start fast as well.
Well, it's no coincidence that in the Eagles' first three wins, Carson Wentz opening drive put points on the board. In the two losses, no points on the board, 14-0 deficits. Really hard to play catch-up in this league when you're struggling to find your identity offensively.
In this division, especially in division play, teams that are comfortable with you, they kind of know your personnel. It's going to be hard. These games are usually decided by three or less points. But when you get down early on, that's when things get really hard for a football team. This team has to be able to run the football. I think that'll be important at some point for this team. We have to be able to run the football successfully early. That allows your offensive line to get into the rhythm of the game a little bit more. And not catching. When they're pass catching, when they're pass blocking, they're back catching defensive ends, defensive tackles as well. We don't want to be in that mode. We want to be in an aggressive mode. Start the game aggressively. And I think Doug understands that. He did it in the first three games. Now he has to bring that to this game against the Vikings.
More of a concern for you, Brian, offensive side of the ball or defensive side of the ball?
I think the defense is a little bit of a concern. The only reason I'm thinking that is because this is supposed to be the strong point of our team. We can't give up a 230 yards rushing. Our front seven, that's where our money was supposed to be made. Our bread was supposed to be buttered at, and they can't be the weak link of our team. They're much better than they played yesterday. They're much better tacklers. I know Jim Schwartz is a much better technician in making sure that guys are playing the right positions at the right time than they played in the last couple games. They have to play better. They're the leaders of this football team. When we were playing good, Jim Schwartz was the MVP for a reason. When we're playing very good, this defense is not stepping up the way that we need it to.
All right, so that is a look ahead at the Minnesota Vikings. We've got one more segment to go here on Eagles 360 when we return. Some final words from Brian Westbrook as we turn the page from the ugly one in Landover, Maryland. The third straight loss to the Redskins at FedEx Field. Eagles still 3-2, very much in the thick of things in the NFC East. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
I sup to Philly.
I sup to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Jefferson Station.
Airport Line.
69th Street.
Broad Street.
To the game.
Paoli.
Sharon Hill.
Chestnut Hill.
Regional Rail.
I sup to Philly. The Broad Street Line on game days.
A la bodega. To the movies.
To my parkway.
Spring Garden.
Late night.
West Philly.
South Philly.
North Philly!
Take your spring vacation with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Join me, along with Fletcher Cox, Vinny Curry, and Jordan Matthews, on an all-inclusive vacation a world away from the ordinary at the luxurious Now Jade Riviera Cancun Resort. You'll receive non-stop round-trip airfare, luxury hotel accommodations, and special events with the players and other Eagles VIPs. Go to applevacations.com/eagles to book your trip today. Welcome back. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, Eagles 360. Our Amoroso's on the menu. Look at what's ahead for you and the Philadelphia Eagles on Tuesday. Doug Peterson, head coach, will be in studio with me as we talk about the growth of this football team overcoming a tough loss against the Washington Redskins. Glenn Macnow, the host here, and he'll have his takeaways from the 27-20 loss to Washington. And we'll take a look at an NFC East that's all turned upside down from a couple of weeks ago. The Dallas Cowboys leading the way very impressively. They look like they're for real.
Yeah, we talk about winning in the trenches. Yeah. They win their games in the trenches, and they make it easy on a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, let's talk about the rookie quarterback here, Brian. Carson Wentz. Oh, let me just remind you. Amoroso's on the menu. It's Amoroso's, the reason Philly sandwiches are so famous. Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
What does all this do to him? With some pressure, with some down times.
Well, I think that, you know, the Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, they love Carson Wentz because he's resilient. He's seen these types of things happen before. He doesn't get flustered by these types of things. He's the type of guy that is not going to allow one or two games, bad games, to affect them the entire way. Seems like the type of guy that's going to say, okay, let's learn from this type of thing, and then we're going to move forward and make those mistakes not mistakes any longer. I think that's what you have in a quarterback. And for him, he has to get back to basics as well. Seeing the ball down the field, accurate passing, making sure that he gets the ball out of his hands on time. Those are important things for him. He can improve in that area as well.
And you always want him to keep his eyes up and not look down at the pass rush.
That's the hard part. When you're under duress early, you know, some people will say under siege early, it's hard for you not to look down at the pass rush. He has to get back into the mindset that I'm going to be protected. Now I just need to step into my throws and complete the football.
Long season ahead for the Philadelphia Eagles, 3-2. Got to turn this thing around starting Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. Brian Westbrook, thanks so much for coming in today. And doing a great job breaking this one down. You've been through it.
It was a tough one. But listen, this is not one of those situations where you can't come back from. You lose two in a row, now you have to go find a way to win some games. And I think this team has enough muster behind them as far as coaching staff and guys on this team to do that.
Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us on Eagles 360. We're back tomorrow. Glenn Macnell in studio with me. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.